18 after 7. Developers who illegally demolished the 160-year-old Corkman Irish pub have been ordered to prepare the site as a park, only temporarily, as I understand it, before redeveloping it. Richard Wynn is the planning minister. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross.
So what they're going to have to do is, by November of this year, turn where the current wreck remains into a temporary park, but then they've got 2 years or 2 or 3 years to redevelop it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. As your listeners will recall, this was a shocking act by these developers who willfully broke the law and have been subject to, you know, record fines for their behaviour of almost $2 million when they illegally demolished the pub. And at the time, the former Lord Mayor, Robert Doyle, and I, of course, were suitably outraged by this behaviour and sought to take action and enforcement order against the developers to reconstruct the pub in full.
But, okay, so why is that not happening?
Well, there were, on really expert legal advice that I do not have that capacity because it was not legally sound or frankly practical to have the pub reinstated because obviously both legally I couldn't do it under the Planning Act and secondly it was not practical because there are no more materials actually available and any material that is available, of course, is contaminated.
Do these cowboys, as they've been described in the paper, still own the land? And secondly, is it possible for them on the redevelopment to make a profit?
The answer, John, is yes, they do continue to own the land. But any future development of the site will be subject to my approval and obviously a referral to the City of Melbourne as well.
There's some chance, Minister, they're going to profit from their misdeeds.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, that's a matter for the future, and we will need to look at what the application looks like. But certainly the orders that have been agreed to require them to reconstruct the pub at least in its former character but obviously a contemporary building.
Okay, they've been fined $1.3 million. Please tell me that
closer to $2 million. Right. All up.
Please tell me that they don't get to lift a finger in relation to that site until they've written you a cheque for $2 million.
Well, I mean, obviously there are a range of fines that they will have to pay to various authorities for breaches, and quite egregious breaches.
We know they're bad breaches, we know they've got a fine, but surely they have to pay the fine before they can do anything.
I think you'll find that they will have to have paid the fine, yes.
Okay, so they will have to pay the fine before they can take a single step towards redeveloping it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that's an entirely reasonable reasonable thing to occur. I mean, they have done the wrong thing. They've done the wrong thing. Perhaps this is a timely lesson to the development community more generally that this sort of action does not go unpunished.
Good on you, Minister. Richard Wynn, the Planning Minister. I wonder, I'd love to know, at the end of the day, have they actually turned a profit out of their misdeeds? Notwithstanding, they might regard a $2 million fine as a cost of doing business. If they are, the planning rules I read this morning would allow a tower of up to 12 levels to be built. Now you build 12
presumably
levels,
if they
suck up the $2 million.
If they build anything, they're going to make a profit out of it, presumably. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it, would they?